Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 19th of April 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hope you've had a busy weekend. I'll be honest, I am feeling that classic gardener's dilemma right now. There's just too much to do and not enough hours in that day. You know that feeling when you look around, everything is growing, everything needs attention. Somehow, both delighted but slightly overwhelmed at the same time. That is exactly how I feel right now. I'm completely shattered after another really busy weekend, but it's a good, satisfying feeling at the same time. Both the allotment and the kitchen garden are looking pretty good right now. There's real progress everywhere I look, but I just got this nagging feeling that I should be further along. I think it's something we all suffer with from time to time. Now, it is spring. It is spring, and this is when the jobs multiply faster than the wheat. Now, what I've been doing to combat this is just breaking everything down into smaller, manageable tasks. Instead of trying to tackle the whole plot at once, I've been focusing on one area at a time. Just amazing how much calmer it feels when you concentrate on a single bed or a single job. The overwhelm just melts away, and you actually see progress. Progress is motivating in itself. Now today I sowed the turnips from this month's seed pack. The variety is of course Goldana, which is a cracking little variety. These smooth golden yellow roots, quick to mature and just perfect for early sowings like this. Now I've sown these directly into the ground. They don't like root disturbance, but a shallow drill about 1 centimeter deep works perfectly. Just scattered a few seeds into that drill backfield. It's important to keep the soil moist but not waterlogged. They will actually germinate quite quickly in the cool spring conditions. Then once they are up, thin them out so that they have space to swell. You want one plant every 10 centimetres for decent sized roots. Now turnips, they do love free draining soil, but they don't mind a bit of cool weather. So you can keep them mulched to retain moisture and suppress weeds. Remove any weeds, of course, but they don't mind a bit of cold weather, so they can go somewhere fairly shady as well. Now, my best advice when it comes to harvesting them is harvest them when they are young and tender. That's when Goldana really shines. They taste better, much like beetroot. They taste better when they are young, about the size, I would say, of a golf ball. And that's when they taste better. I've got to admit, turnips to me are a love or hate vegetable. They're not one of my favourites. They're not usually something that I would buy from a garden centre or supermarket to cook with. But as always, when you grow your own and you're looking at what you can fill in the spaces with, turnips are a great vegetable to grow. And actually, they are a food source. They are something we can eat. Now, moving on from that, lately I've been thinking a lot more about getting a patch of land, just a small field or somewhere quiet, somewhere where I can just grow more food, keep bees, plant an orchard without worrying about disturbing neighbours or falling foul of any allotment rules. Now, this is a pipe dream. This is not something I'm going to be able to do. It is just a pipe dream, but it's a pipe dream that is always in my head. I love growing in my garden. It's perfectly accessible. It's easy to work with. The allotment is just down the road, a bit further apart, so it does make it a little bit harder. But the allotment is my little haven. It's where I like to be when I'm away from home. It's just somewhere I can really, really escape. The trouble is there's so many rules on the allotment, like most allotment sites, and I think the rules are fair, but it makes it difficult to really do what I want to do. So I've been looking at land, and as you do, you get curious. Land is expensive around where I live, so I've been looking around to see what is there, and there's opportunities that I could buy. The trouble is they're all too far away, and I say that because my original allotment, when I first moved into this house, I had an allotment in Brighton, which is about an hour's drive away. I was working a lot in Brighton at the time, so it was fine. But nowadays, after 6 months or so, the hour's drive became too awkward to tackle each week. So I gave up that allotment and moved to the one I have now. And it was the right decision, I've got to say. Completely the right decision, because it just opened up a lot more opportunities. I was spending less time driving and I didn't have to make a day of going to the allotment. I could just go down for an hour or two should I need to. And it was odd things like getting carrots. You know, you didn't just wanted to go down the road and get carrots. Excuse me. This is much the same thing that I'm going through, the same dilemma, that should I buy any land? And I'm not saying I will by a long shot, but should I buy land? It would need to be somewhere that can look after itself for the most part. Place to expand and experiment and build something long term, but it needs to look after itself, which is why I would think like a wildflower meadow with orchards and bees buzzing around. It just sounds very, very idyllic. It's a pipe dream. Land here is expensive, as I've already said. Travelling further afield isn't an option. So it's a lovely thought. But who knows? If an opportunity was to appear, we might be able to take advantage. But it does make me wonder, what would you do if you had more land? This is a question I'm going to ask you tonight. What would you do if you had more land? Would you go for livestock? Chickens, ducks, maybe even quail or pigs? Forest garden? Giant polytunnel? It's just fun to give this some thought and give it some imagination. What would you do if you had more land? Well, that brings us to the end for Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Thank you, as always, for being here and supporting this podcast, and the main podcast, I should say. We will be back again on Thursday, which happens to be my birthday. So, provided not too many people are visiting me, which I doubt will happen, I should be able to get the podcast out for you Thursday night. Tomorrow night's podcast will be out as usual, and it should be a good one. I'm a bit annoyed I haven't edited it yet. Normally I like to try and get them done by Sunday, but Monday night is my cutoff. It just makes life easier if I get it done on a Sunday, but time's got on top of me this week. Right, you take care, and don't forget to let me know what you would do if you had more land. Until next time, please take care.